Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody, to the show. Just getting started here. We'll be around for you for a few hours, depending on where you're listening to the show. You can always check dirtdoctor.com. It's streamed live there, podcast there of the past shows as well. This first hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. And we've already got some people calling in to be on with me, and that's great. Go ahead and jump on board here at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Victor Pet Foods are the dog foods that we won't have a cat right now. Haven't for a long time, but have two dogs, and the Victor products are what we're feeding them. Somebody asked me on Facebook, I just noticed, I was scanning through quickly, been out of town for a couple of days, and so I'm just now catching up. But I was asked if they make one for small dogs. Well, our Tater is 19 pounds. I guess he qualifies as a small dog, and he and Carmen, the 105-pound or whatever she is, lab and German Shepherd mix, eat the same dog food, and they both love it and are doing great on it. So I recommend you give it a shot. The products across the board, the thing that I'm so impressed about is that all the Victor pet foods are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free, and they are all also chemical preservative free, which is highly unusual for the entire plant to be in that way. And we appreciate that. They also have a line of products that are grain free. So you can go either way. Some do have grain and others are totally grain free. So check that out on the label. I need some help from you guys with some friends, with some dogs at the SPCA here in Dallas, here in the Dallas SPCA. Athena and Minnie Pearl, both, last 2 weeks' dogs, not adopted. So go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and click on the SPCA button, and let's give those two dogs some help. And we've got another great one this week, too. It's Dallas, and Dallas is a... Says here, I haven't met her. It's a spirited 8-year-old female, 63-pound pointer mix. And she's a fun, loving gal, likes walks, long walks, it says, playing chase, and loves belly rubs and real friendly and all that. So she's good-looking, too. So check all three of these out. We need some help with these dogs. Again, go to dirtdoctor.com for those of you, especially in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where we are here and where this SPCA is. And check out the dogs on our website. You can see their photographs on our website and go down and see them in person. It's what I would really recommend. The other thing I want to tell you about, and we may have a visit from Marty Whittakin today about her event that's coming up. Their big annual event, the Natural Health Fest, is coming up this next Saturday, and I'll be there giving a talk. The way it's lined up is Doug Kaufman's going to be starting off things at 9 o'clock. Several others. I'll go through these in detail, especially when Marty comes in or calls in, whatever she's going to do. I'm going to be speaking at 10:45 on improving the health of the soil and the health of people and the relationship between the two. We're going to spend some time with a little bit different angle. We're going to talk about some of the basic things that I usually talk about, but a little bit different angle for you. So I hope you can come. It's in Plano. It's at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, and it all gets started. Let's see what time it opens. Exhibit hall opens, and there's going to be a lot of terrific exhibits. There always is. It opens at 7 o'clock Saturday, next Saturday. And then exhibit hall opens for the setup for the people, for the public to come in and see the booths and meet everybody and everything. It's 8 o'clock. Everything opens at 8 o'clock. Marty's going to do her show, broadcast her show live from there, and then the lectures, like I said, get started at 9 o'clock, and it goes to 5 that afternoon, and it's loaded with good information. So hope to see you there next Saturday. And let's see what I need to tell you before we get started. My tea, I went back to my kind of standard favorite. It's lemon, ginger, and honey, and clean water, and that's the tea for this morning. And we've got a few other things to catch up on. I've had some people calling with some specific questions that we'll get into as we go. But Joe called early this morning, so we'll just go ahead and talk with Joe in Oklahoma City.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
All right, how you doing this morning?
Pretty fair.
Hey, buddy, it looks like we're going back into a drought this year. What is the best tomato plants that work out for good in droughts?
Well, that's a pretty good question. In general, Joe, the smaller tomatoes will always hold up better when there's a droughty situation. So, you know, the cherry tomatoes, Rosentrob, all those small ones, the pear, those kind of things. Probably the one that'd be top of the heap would be the ones that are in the – they're kind of – there's a category of them because they come in yellow and red, and they're the current – C-U-R-R-E-N-T, current tomatoes.
Oh, current. Okay.
Yeah, they're very, very small like grapes, and they kind of grow in clusters like grapes.
Okay.
And they can be grown in containers or in the ground. They're the tomato that I have found that will come back, just volunteer from seed that are left around better than any.
Oh, okay.
So they're really, really tough. And I would, I'd put them number one on the list of those that can take – you know, relatively stand a droughty situation.
Yes, sir. Okay. Let me say, I used to live in Dallas, and I used to get all my puppy dogs from the SPCA. Everybody would go
Good for you. Good for you. That's the best way. That's where both of ours came from, the same place,
sir.
I was talking about earlier. So.
Yeah, they need to go get on Minnie Pearl.
Yeah, that's a cute little dog. We've got three good choices right now.
All right.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. I have had spent some time with some golf buddies of mine for a couple days in one of the homes where we were playing had some trees that were a little bit too deep in the ground. And I got one of the most common questions to get. By the way, we have open lines at 866 444-3478. The question probably that's the most common that I get and the one that comes up actually during the work to expose the flares of trees is, what are you going to do about the depression that's left around the trees when the air spade takes the soil off the flare? Well, this happens on almost every project, and it happens to a different degree depending on how low the trees are in the ground. And trees need to be – we've had trees at our house that only took a couple of inches off, I guess, and we've had others where I've taken off close to 12 inches. We've been involved in commercial projects where we've taken 4 and 5 feet of soil off of the base of trees. And one of our listeners years ago in Waco, you may have heard me talk about it, and we've got photographs on the website, a fella down in Waco and his family, and they did the work themselves by hand. They took 8 feet of soil off of the base of a tree, big bur oak, on one side, and 10 feet off of the base on the other side. And it had obviously been filled on when the development was done. It was a house at the bottom of a hill. And it had been filled on and had been that way for several years. And I think the first thing that throws people a little bit, there's about three things that cause this not to be done as much as it should be. The first one is the tree industry is not into it that much. The tree industry, especially some of the ones I know here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I know it's the case in other cities and everything, their big thing is climbing, you know, being the best climber and going up in the tree and trimming the trees properly and doing all that, which is great. It's very important work, and that's the main thing they concentrate on. And for some reason, a lot of the tree companies, it's changing to a degree, but a lot of the tree companies don't consider the ground, the soil, as important. And the truth is it's a whole lot more important. The other two things is that people see the trees that have been filled on for a while, and they look fine. They don't look like they're going downhill. And the other one is this issue about the depression left around the trees. Let's talk about all three of those when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478. We're talking about this tree flare thing, and the three points about it that catch people is, number one, a lot of the tree care companies and arborists that you use and consult with and everything don't bring it up as a high priority a lot of times. Again, it is changing. It's getting a little bit better, but it's not anywhere where it ought to be, anywhere close to what it ought to be. So when you interview our arborists, and you know the ones that I talk about are definitely into all this stuff, but when you talk to a tree care company, ask them if they get involved in this base work of flare work, whether they call it root flare or trunk flare like I do. It's trunk tissue, it's bark, so that's why I tend to call it the trunk flare. It's part of the trunk that's been covered with soil or mulch, and that's the whole point. We're trying to uncover it, put it back into the natural condition it ought to be in. And what happens is incredible. The very first growing season, if you do it right now, what you'll see just right away within, you know, a few weeks when spring growth takes off, you'll see improvement that quickly. And the second one is that tricks people a little bit. In other words, you have to talk to the tree care company. If they're not in it yet, not using an air spade or an air knife — there's two different brand names of those products that are used to uncover the flares — if they're not into it, I would suggest calling around and talking to some other people. Anybody can do it. I've taught some different companies how to do it myself. It's not tricky to do at all once you've seen it done correctly one time. And people that uncover the bases with the air spade, that's step one. Step two is going down and doing hand work on removing the spaghetti of roots that are trying to grow up to the surface of the soil. You cut those all away. Any circling and girdling roots that are cutting into the trunk of the tree, you cut them away. And that's where it gets a little tricky. And working with companies that have done it a lot is important, because you literally remove those roots that are cutting into the trunk by hand with things like a chisel and a hammer. And it has to be done very carefully, or you can do more damage than good. You have to be pretty sloppy to do more damage than good, because when those things are cutting into the tree, it's not going to do anything but get worse. and the tree's health goes down and down, and the tree can be a dangerous situation. It can actually snap off at the ground. That's one of the next videos that we're going to do, is the history of one that we had that did exactly that. And we've got some pretty good photographic history of it, and we'll be showing you that stuff. But anyway, the second thing is that tricks people is that the trees are still alive. You know, if this is such a serious problem of having the flare covered, why is that tree still alive? Well, a lot of times a tree can live for a long time being buried in the ground. Sometimes not. Sometimes rot starts pretty soon, or the girdling roots are there and cut in, and they die in a pretty short period of time. But a lot of times the tree can live a long time. But what you'll notice when you start looking at this situation around, the trees aren't growing. They're just sitting there. They're very lethargic and almost putting on no new growth. The internodes are tiny. The amount of new growth is very small. The other thing you will see, very common, is that you look up from beneath the tree and you'll see a lot of sky. There'll be a little bit more open every year, and that's a weakening. That's a bad situation. It's a sign of stress. The other thing related will be that you'll see tip growth dead, little places here and there, dead tip growth. If you see that, that's not good. That means the root system's dying in places, and that's directly related out on the tips of the growth. The other thing you will see, and a lot of tips here, the other thing you will see is mistletoe. Mistletoe is a dead giveaway that the tree's in stress. Now, it may not be stress caused by being too deep in the soil. It can be from compacted soil. It can be from using too much synthetic fertilizer or herbicides. It can be, you know, some other kind of contamination to the ground. Compaction is a very common problem. It can be just a stress that's there naturally in trees pretty much all the time. Hackberries, for example, you know, they're just not the healthiest trees, not the longest live trees in the world. So if you have them, you'll have a little built-in stress, and then if some of those other things are there, it'll be even worse. So that's the second trick. People see that their tree's alive. Why do I need to do any work on them? Well, take a look at trees that have been exposed versus the ones that are still too deep, and you'll see a dramatic difference in the color of the foliage, the rate of growth, how full the tops are. And if you look at the tip growth of the plants, you'll see that there's green, healthy foliage all the way to the tips. We just did some work on the big champion pecan tree in Weatherford, and we were talking about how remarkable the tip growth is on that gigantic tree. There's almost no dead, well, there's really not any tip dead tip growth. There's some dead limbs within the tree that were damaged by wind or got shaded out or something like that, but very little of that. So that's the second point that tricks people a little bit. The third one is the depression in the ground. We were talking about this yesterday on a project down in the hill country. Can you build a retaining wall? Can you fill it up with rock or mulch? Or what do you do with this hole at the base of the tree? Well, it's a very simple answer, and I'll give it to you with some detail right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 1-866-444-3478.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, if I turn my mic on, you can hear me a lot better, huh, Matt? Sorry about that, everybody. Get to hear the birds longer. We'll finish up with this root flare conversation and then go back to the phone. So jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. The final kind of head scratcher about this procedure is the holes in the ground. Sometimes, you know, if the tree's deep, you're ending up with a depression around the tree. And people ask me all the time, how deep do you have to go and how wide does it have to go? And that's kind of like, how often should I water? There's not a good answer. You have to just take every situation, every case, and see what has to happen. See how deep the tree is. The roots will tend to, when buried, turn back up and try to get back up to the soil. And that distance away from the trunk varies from, you know, a few feet to several feet. We've uncovered some big live oaks. Those of you in Fort Worth, or have been to Fort Worth and seen the big 40-acre Radio Shack project that's now part of the Tarrant County Community College. Those 70 to 100 and something year old live oaks that we helped save that are on the southwest corner of that project, we took in some cases 4 and 5 feet off, and some of the trees have a big kind of a cave built around the tree, and had to put a grate. One of them has a grate on top of it. But several of the trees, the roots, curiously, had not come back up to the surface very close to the trunk, and we were able to lower the entire area by several feet. We did a similar kind of thing on a golf course that we're helping with. We lowered great big depressions where there are several trees in the same depression, not just, you know, one depression around each tree. So it varies depending on what you run into with the roots and how much soil you can take away to make the area look natural. If it ends up being a real dish, a deep dish or a hole in a residential or a commercial project, either one, you want to leave it open. You want to dish it out as softly and gently on the edge as you can, just so it looks good, and also so it won't cave back in and all that kind of thing. If you leave real straight edges on it, it can tend to slough off and cave back in. You do not want to put any kind of bark or pebbles or boulders or fill of any kind back in it. We've tried all that, and none of it works, because when you do that, you're still holding moisture against the trunk of the tree, plus it'll silt back in, dust and debris and leaves will blow in there, and it just builds soil back up against the trunk again. So you just leave it open. That's very important. Leave it totally open. If you put a very, very thin layer of mulch right on the bottom of it, that's okay, but you've got to maintain that and make sure it doesn't build up. And if leaves blow in, and I've got to do this right now, in fact, I'll try to take some pictures of it. I have leaves that have blown in around the dramatically exposed ginkgo and live oak in my backyard, and I'll take my blower and blow the leaves out of there and get it back down to where it started. But after it's been there for a while, a few months, and especially a year or two, it's the flare starts filling out, and it just starts to gain, you know, regain a very natural appearance. It's not offensive at all, but you must leave it open. You do not need to build a wall. Some people have, we have on some projects in the past, and now looking back at it, I would have recommended just tapering the edge out at a softer angle, rather than being so straight up and down and not doing the wall. So that's the deal on tree flares. And by the way, if you're hearing about this for the first time, you can go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and we've got pictures. We did a newsletter on the two big ones that we did so dramatically that I mentioned, the ginkgo and the live oak. But we've got a lot of pictures in there. I'm going to be adding many, many more, showing various kinds of trees being exposed. And we're talking about small trees, even shrubs, roses, and any kind of woody plant that's too deep in the ground needs to have its flare exposed. And the difference in the health of the plant you will see is very, very impressive. And also people get confused on one other thing, I guess, and that is, well, this tree, I've had this tree 20 years and it's living fine and I don't need to do it. Time has nothing to do with it. We've uncovered the centuries old champion pecan tree in Weatherford now three different times, because it's on a sandy loamy soil. And it's an old creek bed, and when it floods, it erodes into that area and washes in and builds back up. Plus, it's kind of in a wild area, so as animals are around and various plants grow, it gets kicked back in and fills back up. So we just recently took some more of the soil off. Tyson Woods, who's been involved when it was with Moore has been involved with us, and Lambert's with the tree for a long time, and Tyson just recently helped us with kind of the latest round of uncovering the flare. So a centuries-old pecan tree has had on one side of it about 5 feet of soil taken off. So it has nothing to do with how old the tree is or how long the fill has been on there. Let's see. And here's somebody calling with a related question. So let's go ahead and talk to Gene in Garland. Hi, Gene. Gene, are you there?
Yes, this is she.
Hi.
Howard, thank you. I'm wondering about our generalization. Are you saying that, you know, see, some people like to plant flowers and mondo grass around the base. Are you saying that we do not do that?
That's a great question, Gene. And the answer to you is that from the health standpoint of the tree, you do not want to do that.
I appreciate it for
two reasons. One is when you put a little bed around the base of the tree, it doesn't, design-wise, it's not the best thing. But much more important is that when you put a bed around the base of a tree, you bring in new soil and compost and rot. Even if you're not organic, you're going to be bringing in something to build the beds. And then when you're planting the plants, you're causing it to raise just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then you're watering those plants a little bit more. And all of that is bad for the tree. If you have ground cover, I make this a big recommendation for general maintenance. If you have any kind of ground cover growing around the tree, even if the trees are growing in big areas of ground cover, you want to pull that ground cover back from the trunk at least a foot all around and make sure that the soil has not built up. But the plants themselves right up against the base of a tree hold moisture and create that problem of not letting the bark breathe properly, and so it's not good for the tree.
Yes, and I've noticed you're standing down on the ground. You looked up the tree, and it's all spindly.
Yeah, if you can see real easily through the tree canopy when you're looking especially up, it's a very good indication that the tree's in stress and needs your help.
Well, that just finalizes. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Great question. Thank you.
It's
a different technology just simply because it's just now starting to be taught a lot in universities. And there's some universities around the country that are really getting into it, and I'm delighted. They're getting into bare root transplanting as well and some of these kind of alternative techniques that we're talking about. But of all the things that you can do to improve the health of your tree, and I'm talking about little ornamental trees like redbuds and Japanese maples. I'm talking about trees in containers as well as in the ground. I'm especially talking about fruit trees. I've never seen anybody plant fruit trees at the right grade until just recently. You know, people have been, you know, listening to what we're talking about and everything. I see across the board people plant them so that the graft union, you know, that dog leg or swelling is somewhere near the surface of the soil. Well, that graft union generally is about 8 inches or more above the base, the true flare of the tree. So if it's been planted anywhere near that graft union, it's way too deep in the soil. That leads to stress. That leads to the diseases and the insects like plum curculio and things like that happen on the fruit trees. Get your fruit trees dramatically exposed, and you'll see those pest problems, for the most part, not totally always, but for the most part, go away, and they'll certainly be less of an issue for you. The other thing I want to talk about today, and we've got open lines, so you can jump on here and we can talk about anything you want to talk about while I'm going through the stuff I need to communicate to you first, but the other thing is fire ants. And I was listening to the radio this morning, and I've been hearing it now for a couple of weeks. The chemical companies, the one that caught my attention this morning was an ortho fire ant control product. And it had in the ad, and it bragged about the fact that if you put out this ortho product, that it would keep the fire ants killed for 6 months or longer. Well, killing them with a toxic material that'll last 6 months on your property, you ought to figure out pretty quick that that's a bad thing to do. And I'm not just picking on Ortho. I'm picking on Bayer and, you know, Scotch or anybody that has something in this category. You do not want to put out things that kill indiscriminately. We want to preserve life and stimulate life, and that's how we control fire ants. And that's the most important point of the whole thing, is that we can control and do control fire ants much more effectively with something that's non-toxic. Just a basic organic program in most cases keeps the fire ants at bay, runs them off. Specifically, dry molasses put out on your property at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And somebody called in and said they couldn't hold, so hopefully they're still waiting. But ask if you could put out corn gluten meal and dry molasses at the same time. And the answer is yes. It's a little bit of an overkill from a fertility standpoint. But it won't hurt anything. It's just more of a financial deal. If you put out dry molasses, it'll function as an organic fertilizer and run the fire ants off. If you put out corn gluten meal also, and the weed seed have not already germinated, and there's a little question mark there because they may have, it will function, corn gluten meal will function as a powerful organic fertilizer and also a pre-emergent herbicide. You can do both at the same time, though. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic aged garlic extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. And we have open lines here. Kind of slow this morning. Everybody's just getting going kind of slow today for some reason. Stayed up late watching basketball or something, I guess. Finishing up on the fire ant kind of thing, it's really a frustrating point that a lot of people still listen to the ads on radio and television and buy these toxic chemicals that foul up the life in the soil, the main thing that we're trying to preserve and improve. And the flip side is equally as important, and that is that we can control fire ants extremely well. We haven't had any fire ants at our place since before Logan was born. She's 28. So other than the one time that I've told you about where we did a TV shoot there and we brought in bags of mulch, both the mulches that I recommend and the mulches that I don't recommend, and the one that was pine bark, which is one that I don't recommend, had fire ants in it. So they hung around. I hit them with some orange oil, and they figured out that they didn't like it there anyway. What controls fire ants with an organic program is the rich biological activity in the soil, the healthy soil. They don't like it. They're antagonized by it, and they go away from it. Dry molasses stimulates it in a hurry, and I think it's why it works so well. Beneficial nematodes are the other control, and I recommend them whether you have fire ants or not because they control so many other pests. Most pests, very high percentage of insect pests and some other mites and various pests as well, have one or more of their life cycles, eggs, larvae, or nymphs, pupae in adults in the soil. especially those first ones. Well, the beneficial nematodes attack and kill any of those forms. So in a lot of cases, you eliminate the pest before they ever even get a chance to get started. And fire ants are one of those things that beneficial nematodes control. So buying beneficial nematodes right now, if you haven't already done it, is something, and I haven't, I need to do it myself. I'm always running behind. But putting them out right now, we did some kind of experimentally in the warm part of the winter, actually. But putting them out now will help you with all kinds of pests, including the fire ants. We've had about two or three cases where organic gardeners have told me they've had a hard time getting rid of fire ants. And it's been kind of frustrating because so many thousands of people have had great results getting rid of fire ants with what I've just went through. And in these few cases where people still have some issues with them, there's a common denominator, and that is there's some kind of paving situation, and the fire ants are under that paving. And I don't know why that gives them apparently some protection, but it seems to do it. But even then, continuing your application of beneficial nematodes, and by the way, they'll help with not only fire ants, but with ticks, very well with ticks, with termites, with grub worms, and just a whole range of other pests that you can run into if you're not doing this. Let's see what else I was going to tell you. Oh, and the other thing, several people have asked me both by email and some of them on Facebook, and Facebook is The Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrity, the one you can go there and see what's going on there. But people are asking me how to find Victor dog food. It's sometimes a little harder to find because they specialized. This is going to be changing quite a bit now, especially with our involvement. We're going to help them get in more stores. But their kind of game plan for a long time was to be in the farm and feed stores primarily across the country. So that's my first tip for you, is check with those kind of stores near you, whether you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or some other part of the country. And the other thing that you can do real quickly is go to victordogfood.com and click on the button that says find a store, and it gives you the locations there. You can type in your store. It's got a nice search engine kind of a thing, a search feature there for you. And hopefully you can find one near you. And wherever you currently buy your food, especially if it's an independent kind of a store, that's who they like to specialize and deal with, get the name of Victor Dog Food to them, because they can very easily get the products into the store. Okay? All right, telephone number 866-444-3478. Vince in, is it Berryville?
Yes, it is.
Where's Berryville, Vince?
It's about a couple miles north of Frankston.
All righty, what can I do for you?
I got an oak tree. It's about 50 feet tall, and this year the top is loaded with mistletoe.
Okay.
And I thought I heard on one of your shows that you put corn gluten around the base to kill it. Is that true?
No, not really. Corn gluten meal probably will help you a little bit, Vince. It's a good organic fertilizer, and it's powerful. But that's just part of what you have to deal with. If you have an oak tree that really is loaded with mistletoe, it means it's in pretty severe stress. So you got to relieve the stress. Get the soil off the base of the tree, off of the flare, like I've been talking this first hour, and do an overall organic program. Somebody asked me earlier on Facebook if you can control, or by an email, I guess, if you can control oak wilt with the sick tree treatment that I recommend. And the answer is yes, in most cases you can. The sick tree treatment is a procedure. It's explained on my website on dirtdoctor.com. Go to the homepage, and under guides, you'll see the entire procedure, and that's what you need to do to get the mistletoe gone. I'll put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this.